Jeff, let's talk a little bit about the process that you've asked folks to walk through with you on applying for money. You've got money coming in. Money's going to continue to come in for apply for a while to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. You're working hard to make sure you get the right amount of money out to their various ranches.
Yeah, that's right, Ron. You know, we've got a good start. We're just shy of $300,000 that have come into the fund to date. We want to get those dollars distributed as equitably as possible and as fairly as possible. But we have an application online at okcattlemen.org that producers can fill out. We're asking that those applications be into our office by May 1st so that we can get checks into producers' hands no later than 90 days from the event when it occurred. So that timeline has already started. We ask for as much documentation as those producers can provide. And our ultimate goal is, we know we can't make everybody whole, but we want to be able to fill in the holes that are left by the federal aid that's available, supplement that, and get them as close to being whole as possible.
And so you're trying to actually get some dollars out, and you're also considering all the donations of fencing material and all those things that are will add to that overall total.
Yeah, and so that comes into play as we distribute those funds. So we want to know what aid producers have already received. We assume that everybody's going to receive as much federal aid as they're eligible for, so we make that assumption going in. We put together a committee to look at these applications, and then we distribute fencing supplies, funds, whatever we have at our disposal, and try to do that as equitable as possible. But we're still having funds come in, and will continue for the foreseeable future. Those funds do tend to come in for quite a while after these events happen.
You've still got a few more fundraiser type events to the Cherokee auctions. One of those is going to be selling some calves in the days to come. So there's still a lot of folks that are really stepping up.
Yeah, there is. And I get phone calls just about every day of individuals that want to give a percentage of their proceeds of sales. They've got an event that they're putting on. As you said, the Cherokee Sale Barn's selling a calf for us. So there's numerous events going on to help raise these funds. And so it's going to continue. It's just great to see the outpouring of support and help for these producers.
And if somebody wants to help in that regard, as far as some sort of a fundraising type thing, talk to you?
Yes, sir. You can call us at our office, 405-235-4391. And certainly, if you feel led to donate, go onto our website. You can donate online, or you can mail in a check to our office.